Okay, miscellaneous staff reports. Or you want, let's save that till last. Outside professional reports.
What?
Bob and I made a visit to Ocean Avenue. We spoke a little bit about it, but it's a fund of private equity funds. They've done very well. And so we're in the process of writing a report to come and talk to them about them and invite them.
Okay. But you'll, you know.
It's kind of an in-between. It's not all fund of funds, and it's not all co-investments, but it's 50% or more at this point of direct investments, and which keeps the fees down. And folks have been around for a while and seem to be doing a good job. We were impressed by the visit.
Do they have a sector or a specific theme?
They seem to invest in fish companies a lot.
What?
P-H-I-S-H?
Oh. Yeah, the squid guys. You know,
the squid guys.
Fish guys.
Well, Ocean Avenue?
Yeah.
Ocean Avenue.
Yeah.
It's like quite. Yeah. Makes sense.
They tend to invest in smaller companies, which, similar to Sigler Guff, is a less efficiently priced market. They go to fund managers and strike deals with them to be able to invest alongside them. And essentially, if you put $10 million in the fund, but you invest $10 million beside them, you pay no fees on that. And so you're cutting your fees in half by doing that.
Uh-huh.
So that's part of their approach. They try to invest very quickly. To move quickly, and that gets the money out there faster because you're paying fees even when they're not making investments or aren't fully invested. So some clever tactics to try to essentially reduce fees, enhance returns. They've done very well. They're a very experienced team. There's six members. They started a few years ago, 2010, I believe.
So essentially this was a firm that Milliman identified in the fund-to-fund search last year.
Yeah.
Very unique process, didn't quite fit the mold of what we were looking for at that time. So Milliman's done some additional work, and they would like the board to consider this at a future meeting date. I'm not sure if the board needs to take a formal vote on whether or not they hear that, but we can bring them back at a future meeting.
Where are they headquartered at?
LA.
Just bring them back.
Yeah. Now we can just put them on a future agenda. Tim can arrange for the logistics.
Okay.
How's our retirement working out, Bobby? What do you do with your free
today,
time?
Today, not so well.
Not so well. He's just bucking for another party.
Yeah.
Anything else?
Okay.
Harvey, yep. Anything?
Nothing.
Trustee comment? Gabe?
I'd like to personally tell Miss Marilyn and thank her for everything she's done for me.
Thank you.
And so, widow that. Yeah.
Is
that a motion?
I agree.
Which was to allow me to date.
Us too.
I don't have the history that some of the other people have, so you're the only CEO I know.
Yes, Marilyn, we all...
we'll miss you.
We'll miss you. And over the next 6 to 8 weeks, we're going to really, really miss you.
By a vote of 3-2.
And might be looking for a building manager, right?
Thank you for everything, Marilyn.
You're welcome.
Staff report.
I wish I could say it's been all a joy. it has been very good, though, and honestly, this job has seen me through many, many major life changes. And now I'm ready for another one. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to really retire, so... fiduciary insurance, you're the only one here. Make sure your department knows. They usually pay it.
I got CC'd on a letter that went out.
So. Okay, so just make sure that they pay it because we want to collect all of that. The other ones, we'll have to connect with them.
Okay.
Our accounting manager, Vicki, tells me that 95% of the CAFRs that are put out by the other state systems have photos of all of the trustees in them. Hmm. And we'd like to upgrade ours and make it more professional by including that. However, it's an all or nothing because I'm not going to leave blank spots there. So
is something wrong with being in the 5%?
There's not, and if that's where the board wants to go, it was just a request by our accounting manager. We thought it would be a nice idea. You notice that I'm saying this the first year when there's no chance of my photo being in there.
So. I know of at least two board members who were in the witness protection program. So
by the way, I meant to give kudos for the GFOA recognition.
Yeah. Yeah. Just great job by the accounting department. We did receive notice that Rebecca Burns is retiring, and we will be issuing an RFI or RFP for disability attorney. One of the things, because we are in the process of starting three different space remodels on our space, we talked about potentially changing things up, going into other buildings. There was no indication the board wanted to do that, so guess what? The landlord is going to do a blend and extend, because if we do that, then we get more money for TIs from our landlord, which is me. But, and that'll help pay for some of this. We can either depreciate it over the length of the lease, or we get it as TIs. Either way, it's beneficial to extend the lease. We will be providing Vicki GASB education for employers.
I'm sorry?
Well, we're going to be providing some GASB education for employers.
Yes. We have a meeting next week with Siegel and Brown Armstrong, and the county will be invited, and then we have a meeting later on in the month that we will invite the plan sponsors.
Okay.
To give them just an education on the GASBs and what they'll need to plan.
Okay. And I do apologize for those board members left that I really never did bake cookies before I gave notice. Okay. Tim? I was going to, but
I've been looking forward to that for years. Not the leaving, but the cookies. I mean,
I can still do that. Don't worry.
A couple of things here. The consultant committee is John. At this point, we were supposed to have a meeting last Friday. Unfortunately, my voice gave out. I had to cancel that one. We'll get that rescheduled very shortly. So we're hopefully we remain on track to have an RFP in the marketplace within a month from now. On Delaware, as Marty mentioned, the team is forming a joint venture with Delaware. So the team itself is going to be a 50.1% owner. Delaware will be a 49.9% owner. That's anticipated that all the institutional separate accounts move over to the new joint venture company, Jackson Square Partners. It's a step towards independence without Delaware having to, it's a step towards independence with a very clean transition period. Delaware has agreed to provide back office and client service and everything else for a period of 2 years while Jackson Square Partners kind of builds out their internal staff. We've met with Jeff Van Hart. I know Milliman has independently met with them. It seems to all make sense. We'll have them come out and present to the board to make sure there are no additional questions. We'll have that presentation in the very near future here. The March 20th meeting is now set for the panel discussions. We're going to have three presentations, one about macro risks that the board should be aware of, one about rising rate defensive strategies that fixed income managers can use, and one just an update on the real asset space. So those will all be panel discussion formats for the board. And last thing on Adelante, we received notice last week that one of the partners there, Bonnie Harkins, was leaving. Bonnie has been more client service, coordinating cash flows. That's been our primary interaction with her. She's been replaced already. It was not on the investment team.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. The March 12th meeting, we are going to cancel. I think we have three starting the March 20th, which is a Thursday, and then the following Wednesday, the 26th, and then the following Wednesday, this April 2nd, we'll have three meetings in a row. So we didn't see the need at this point for the March 12th meeting, so that will be canceled. And if everybody's ready to go out in the rain, I guess we can adjourn. Thank you for your patience and contributions. And
3:10, and you ended with a quorum. This is really good.
Pretty good.
And before dinner.
And before dinner.
Very nice.